Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P NFL Draft Blast. We have a fantastic guest, Shaqui Hollins. He's going to be coming on the show talking about what he brings from that defensive end, outside linebacker role, four-year guy at UMass. And like I said, I think the Minutemen will definitely miss seeing him doing his thing every Saturday while he was in college. If you missed any of our shows in their entirety, you'd like to listen to them again at your leisure, you know they're always free and available at Blog Talk Radio. You simply type in the player's name, and then Blog Talk Radio. You can do the same at iTunes. Simply type in the player's name and hit iTunes, and the NFL Draft Blast should come up, and you know, they will show the list of guys that we've talked to so far, past, present, and like I said, we'll continue into the future bringing these guys to you. We also have Kent State's former quarterback, Nick Hawley. He's going to be coming on the show, and kind of interesting kid. I'm living here about 40 minutes from Kent State. It's going to be interesting to find out what you know, what his where he wants to line up. You know, I mean, he's athletic enough that he could be a skill guy. You know, so but you know, a lot of times kids that play quarterback, you know, they get stuck on that notion that I'm a quarterback, I'm going to prove everybody wrong. But, you know, the NFL doesn't care about what you want to prove. But then again, like you said, he could have the tools. But I want to hear from him what direction, you know, he plans on kind of going in terms of training for his pro day and kind of where he thinks his best fit will be when teams come calling to Kent State and their pro day coming up. And then Akron, usually the same day. Kent's usually in the morning, followed by Akron. And then I think the day before is YSU. And day before that, you got Pittsburgh, Duquesne. Like I said, makes it easy for scouts to, you know, save time and travel and knock out as many schools in the shortest amount of time possible. So once again, you are listening to the College to Pro Players platform show, and we love bringing these guys to you. And we're going to wait for Shaqui to call in and talk a little bit about what he brings to the table. You know, see what, he's about 6'3", 250, 260. So, you know, athletic kid. I think that's the trigger, you know, especially even if for a CFL guy. You know, a guy like him can really be a beneficial factor to a CFL team coming off the edge because you really need that lighter, more athletic guy who can kind of cover some space. You don't necessarily want, you know, some of these NFL-sized, crazy-sized big men defensive ends. Like I said, CFL is a little different game, but we'll find out his thoughts on that. That's why I love bringing these guys on. I think last night or the day before, we had Western Kentucky's Deion Yeldren. He was at the NFLPA game that he got invited down to the Senior Bowl. Fantastic kid. Had a kind of a breakout season in 2017. Second on the team, I think, with 52 catches, 688 yards, and then led the Hilltoppers with 7 touchdowns. Prior to that, he had 0 catches, 0 yards, 0 anything in terms of offensive statistics. And then lo and behold, his senior year, he just kind of busts out of nowhere. We compared him to a Delanie Walker type in terms of size, stature, and kind of the ability he brings. He's stocky enough, physical enough to block, special teams ace, but he's definitely a weapon down the field. So it'll probably be a day 3 guy, but great interview. I suggest you listen. And then today we released our Marcus Davenport page. You can look that up on Twitter. And he is the University of University of Texas San Antonio defensive end, possibly a top 10 pick in this April's NFL draft. I mean, he's, you know, probably a top 5 defensive end. Fantastic young man. You can't say enough about him. Calm demeanor, but we even joked around during the show. You know, when does that light switch flip from the guy that we're talking to the guy that, if, I mean, you got to watch his highlight tapes or as much film as you can find on him, because when he gets a hold of you, I mean, he's like a bear attack. I mean, he is a monster. So that's what I thought was funny. I mean, you talk to him, you just can't get any sense of him being mean. But he says he likes to kind of hit the bags a little bit before the game. Once he gets a couple jolts in, then he says you start to feel it. And like I said, if you guys listen and watch, you'll definitely be trying to check out some highlights making those big hits. So just a couple interviews of late, and we got more scheduled. Again, 5:30 Eastern tonight, Kent State Golden Flashes. Nick Hawley, quarterback athlete, if you will. He's going to be taking some time and joining the show. If Shaquie can't get the call in by 5, we're going to look to reschedule with him because we're about at the 10-minute mark, and we schedule these shows for 15 minutes. So usually when we get to this point, we usually just like to reschedule because it's not enough time to really kind of dive in and get into what these kids bring to the table. We hate to cut them short because we pass the softball to the guys we know at the next level, and if they want to take a peek and listen in, we want to have the best opportunity for them to kind of get the most out of the guy that's coming on the show, just to kind of out of respect to him and everything in terms of that. So we're at 10:06 counting down in terms of minutes left in this particular podcast. And as we reach the 9:59 mark, I'm going to say, hey, Shaquie, we will catch you next time. As always, we appreciate you listening. Sorry, our guest was unable to make it, but this happens. These guys get caught up in their, combine pro day training. A lot goes into it, and like I said, I mean, if these guys got to stay and train, hey, God bless them, let them train. This can come second if it has to come at all. Like I said, their whole point is to make a living in the National Football League. As always, we appreciate you listening to the College to Pro Players Platform Show.
This has been a College to Pro.com exclusive.